This is the Tiger 102.75.
February the 24th will be the earliest date when the next general election can be held, and a full resumption of political activities will be allowed no earlier than 150 days before the vote. All this from the Deputy PM Wisanu Kriyanam after meeting with the new Election Commission members. He said the election date could be any Sunday between February the 24th and May the 5th. His discussions with the new election commissions lasted about 90 minutes. The schedule is in line with the timeframe set in the current constitution, which came into effect in April last year. With the election fast approaching, the junta has yet to revoke the political restrictions in place since the coup in May 2017. Politicians say this makes it inconvenient for political parties to make preparations for the first general election in about 5 years, that may also see many changes due to the new legislation. The water level in the Phetchaburi River is rising dangerously throughout its stretch from the overwhelmed Kangkrachan Dam. Although several resorts around the dam have already suffered damage from floodwater, relevant authorities still hope the water situation will be manageable as the rains already stopped. In Nan province yesterday, several areas remained flooded in the wake of the heavy rains caused by Babinka. The Nan governor says that the flood crisis in Nan town has already ebbed, but they're still worried about the situation in other nearby districts. According to the latest reports from the Meteorological Department, heavy precipitation can be expected in the north, east, western parts of the Central Plains and the upper part of the south. Warnings of runoffs and flash floods were also issued for these regions. And a sea turtle has laid a clutch of eggs at Niton Beach. The Department of Marine and Coastal Resources reports that a 1 metre green turtle laid eggs on Niton Beach in front of the Trisara Hotel. 4 more nests have been found nearby, but no eggs have been laid at this stage. Officials say that the eggs haven't been moved as they want the eggs to be hatched in a natural environment and in their own time. The hotel's been asked to move beach chairs away from the area in order to allow the turtle to come up onto the beach and lay more eggs if it wants to. The departments reveal that 2008 was the last year that a turtle was found laying eggs on Niton Beach. The PM Prayut Chan-o-Char yesterday promised to inject more cash into development schemes to help the beautiful yet sedate seaside province of Ranong reach its full potential. Ranong, just 5 hours' drive north of Phuket. The PM said that, "I confirm that Ranong must be developed into one of Thailand's cities of the future because the province is part of the Thailand Riviera, an area that will induce more development and more tourism." General Prayut and his cabinet members yesterday started 2 days of cabinet meetings in Ranong and Chumphon provinces. The cabinet's expected to inject 200 billion baht into infrastructure projects in scores of southern provinces. Massive runoff from the north is likely to hit Sukhothai today. It's forcing officials into taking emergency steps to protect the province's city centre by keeping the water level of the Yom River low and using ponds to retain the deluge. The measures were announced yesterday by the Royal Irrigation Department as Sukhothai's governor ordered officials to monitor the situation around the clock and brace for possible flash floods this week. A similar order has been issued in Kanchanaburi, a western province that's bearing the impact of tropical storm Babinka, which has now weakened and become a low-pressure system as it moves into Myanmar. In the northeast, the water level in the Mekong River is becoming critical again, leaving officials in Nakhon Pannom gravely concerned about new flash floods. And Thailand and Japan have swapped their top positions as the country's Chinese travellers felt comfortable visiting in the latest survey by Hotels.com. The survey even shows that Thailand has dropped in the top 10 destinations visited by the Chinese in the last 12 months. The kingdom was second behind Japan when the Chinese were asked about countries they felt most welcome this year. The survey was conducted before the Phoenix dive boat tragedy off Phuket. Chinese tourists have since cancelled some 7,300 rooms at Phuket hotels as the fallout continues, worrying hoteliers on the island.